There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. So we get ready for Eagles Saints Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Finally an early game, a day game, after those two primetime games start off.
I don't like them early games, man.
I don't either.
I'm used to the later than day games because especially like on a Saturday night, you got to get up a little early. Well, I got to get up a little early because I got to be up and about a little bit early on a Saturday.
I'd like to watch the games in prime time so you can watch the rest of the league on.
Yeah,
Sunday
you want to see how it's going to play out for the rest of the day. Yeah, I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah, catch all the other games.
So like Sunday 1 o'clock beats the crap out of primetime games. Totally agree. No, I mean like in terms of like football watching, the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'd prefer the Eagles be on prime time so I can watch the 1 o'clock games. Got to say though, the 1 o'clock games this week. Suck.
They do kind of stink.
It's kind of perfect for the Eagles having to play 1 o'clock. The 4 o'clock slate is pretty good.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. You got what? Cowboys, Ravens,
Rams, Niners, and the Lions, Cardinals. I think.
Ooh, Lions, Cardinals. Is a sneaky
great
game. Yeah. How about Coach Gannon, man?
How about him?
He's doing a nice job. Doing a nice job there in Arizona.
Lions, Cardinals. Yeah, that should be a good one.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, that should be a good one.
A lot of points scored in that one. Take the over. In Lions Cardinals.
So that's not a lot of confidence in Gannon's defense, then.
He's a culture builder. That's what he's.
Oh, is he? Okay.
That's what he's doing. He's doing that role.
I saw him inviting reporters to come in his office and rip shots of espresso with him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Rip shots of espresso.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see what he said during training camp? How he did like a study on momentum, where he went back and studied things like the 1812 war and how momentum affected that war and stuff like that. It's crazy.
I was going to ask you how so. I'm curious to know.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's hard to. He said, and his end result and his end conclusion was he doesn't know how momentum impacts anything.
It was inconclusive.
No,
that reminds me of
my Harvard studies.
Harvard Hugh often takes a lot of time and does intensive studies that turn out inconclusive. So,
I think Hugh and Jonathan Gannon would get along well.
Welcome back.
No, I don't think so.
Who drove over here? Quick, let me see your hands. Who took the bus? Did you have fire in your gut?
Who rides the bus as a professional athlete?
Did you?
But I guess some guys
do. You got that fire in your gut here?
Got that fire. It's just the way that he said it, man. It was with no passion. Like hell, he got him playing right. Right now, I guess so. You know, hey, I can't complain too much.
Well, the best was watching that video and just seeing the facial expressions on the players.
Everybody was like, "What?"
They were
what
like, "What is this guy talking about?" No, I didn't take the bus. No, I don't have a fire in my gut. It was very, very odd.
It was, and it was one of those things where he seemed like a little bit of a cornball.
Yes, well, he's
a little bit of a cornball, but he got him playing well. So yeah, that's all that matters.
Good football coach. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you expect the Eagles to win the game on Sunday? Hugh does. He thinks the Eagles will get off the mat, bounce back.
Wholeheartedly.
I do not.
Wholeheartedly.
I do not think that
with
they will bounce
all
back.
The fire in my gut.
I want to get there, Hugh, but no A.J. Brown. This defensive line stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Okay? And I don't know what they're going to do in 6 days to fix the fact that Bryce Huff can't set the edge, can't get to the quarterback. How's that going to get fixed in six days?
I feel like it's more pride than anything, man.
I hope so.
And I just remember the pride that I had of being a professional athlete and how the pride of not being disappointing. Because one of the things that I hated when I played was to feel like I was inadequate. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, you guys stink. Like, to hear people say that, like, that was that just made me mad. And the worst part about feeling like that was that, to your point, I had 6 days that I had to deal with that. You know, 6 days of people asking, hey, well, you guys stink. I'm ad-libbing here. Right. You guys stink. What are you going to do to beat this juggernaut of a team? Hey, well, you know, and you got to just – you have to be humble, because you have to understand that you haven't really done anything for anybody to believe in you.
Right.
And you have to understand that. You got to be – as a player, you got to understand that you've done nothing for anybody to believe that you could play on this level, especially after the showing that you just had.
Well, the good thing for you is when you were here, you didn't have many weeks like that. I mean,
I didn't have many weeks, but it was that first year here was not great.
Yeah.
That first year here was not great, man. And it was like a lot of guys, you know, hiding their faces at the end of practice and everything. And it was tough, man. We fought hard. I just remember being in games and we would fight hard, man, and we would hold the points down. But we just couldn't score, and it was frustrating. It was so frustrating, but you had to come out there, and you had to do it every week.
Yeah.
You had to fight every week.
And it does feel like this is going to be a big pride game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
See what they're made of. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, yo.
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, guys.
I feel like this should definitely be a win. It should be a win this week. Like, last week, we were in control of the game. And I feel like that's why a lot of the Eagles fans were in shock the way we lost the game. I feel like the tempo favored the Eagles. And if it wasn't for our defense giving up that touchdown, I feel like we should have won the game.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Fangio, if you're not getting any pressure on a quarterback with your pass rush, you got to dial up some blitzes. You don't got to do it the whole game. You got to give a blitz once in a while. And to me, I feel like Fangio's a veteran coordinator. He should know these things by now. I don't know if he's going to start implementing it later in his defenses during the season. But we all know, man, with Bill Belichick, he's licking his chops right now. He's waiting for Sirianni to mess up this year. You hear him on the podcast with Tom Brady, Fly Eagles Fly, and all this other stuff. So I feel like a lot of games this year, we should be in favor of winning. But it's going to be tough without A.J. Brown. But I feel like we still have Devontae Smith. We still have Saquon Barkley. If we don't turn the ball over and we just execute our plays, we should be able to win this game Sunday.
Well, hopefully that's the case, Terrence, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And one thing you brought up there, Hugh, I wanted to ask you about. If, say, early in the game, the Eagles are stopping the run okay, but they're still not getting home with their front four, do you think Vic Fangio should take more chances, blitz a little more, and leave some of those guys on the back end of man coverage?
Nah. Just stop the run,
okay,
and let them let pass rusher four. I think baby steps, man, baby steps. Stop the run. If I'm the defense coordinator, people are gonna be mad at me.
But what if we're not getting any pressure?
But stop the run, stop the run. And when they go on pass rush downs, we will rush with four. You got some guys off the corner that can rush if they figure it out.
Do we?
I believe so.
Who? Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff is one.
Nolan Smith.
Do you know what the funny thing about Bryce Huff, people? Go look. Do me a favor and just go look at Bryce Huff highlights. Now, I know that you'd be like, but Hugh, he was only playing in a limited amount of time. That's true. But when he was playing, he got some moves. All of a sudden, he don't have any moves. It's mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling to me.
Now, does some of that tell you that maybe he's in his head a little too much?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would probably be in my head if I come to a city and, you know, knowing the history of the city and how much people here love defensive players. I would probably be in my head knowing that I'm not living up to expectations 2 games into the season. And the fact that I haven't shown up on the stat sheet, that would probably be something that would be an issue. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a little bit of that, but it's also just him understanding spatial awareness and understanding what it is to play left linebacker, defensive end, whatever you want to call it in this defense. Just understanding where he is and what teams are trying to do to him, because a lot of times, man, I see him out there and he's on the ground too much. He's getting pushed too much. Like, use your size to your advantage. Like, play with leverage. If you know somebody's pushing on you on the outside, go push back. Like, just don't let them put a steering wheel in your back and just drive you down the field.
Right.
You can't do that.
And especially when it's a tight end like Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
You got to stand up to those guys.
Used to beat tight ends up, man. I used to beat them cats up.
Yeah, come on. Beat up on the tight ends.
How dare you try to block me?
Let's go to David Westchester. What's up, David?
We can't stop the run this week because I literally, while I've been on hold, have traded for Alvin Kamara in fantasy football. So
who let him go in fantasy football?
Can you believe that, Hugh?
I cannot believe that.
Wait, you traded for him or somebody dropped him?
No, I traded for him.
Okay.
I traded Baker Mayfield for him. And
well, that's a great trade for you, David. Jeez.
That's what I thought. I was like, really?
Who wanted Baker Mayfield that bad that they traded Alvin Kamara?
Yeah.
Well, I got Jordan Love on, you know, sitting out there, so when he comes back, I don't need Mayfield anymore. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
It sounds like you suckered whoever you made that trade with, David.
He went 0-2, so he's desperate.
Okay.
So, yeah, he needs a quarterback.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as this game goes, I'm looking at, from my perspective, as a serious football analyst, a 50-50 game. I think it'd go either way. Last week, the offense played good enough to win, but I don't know if they got complacent or, from my view.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's a play calling, but what they need to do is if Jalen Hurts doesn't get the yips and can stay in that pocket, I think they're going to be much better off. And I think that's going to come as the season goes. Just because he's getting out of, you know, what he went through last year, it's going to take a little bit of time. I looked past this game initially when the schedule came out because I'm like, yeah, New Orleans, they suck, no big deal. But they actually look real this year. And I don't know what, you know, that offense, you know, I'm going to put him in for I want him as my head coach so I don't have to listen to Sirianni and take four – tying on after every single press conference that I give, such a headache.
Man, that's not nice, David.
I don't give a shit.
Sorry.
Too funny.
So you're not feeling a win, David?
No, I mean, Tom, I really am torn just because of the way they ended it last week. I mean, I always feel a win because I am diehard Eagles. I'm 4-for-4. You know, even Mr. Black Hockey there knows that. So I'm feeling the win, but I'm just not as confident as I should be.
I got you, David. Appreciate the call. And that's the thing, Hugh. I do feel like it is crazy how much, you know, the outcome of the game impacts things. Because even though the Eagles played, you know, essentially the same game, if Saquon catches that ball and they win, I'm probably feeling a lot better about this game.
Yeah, we all are. Because we're going to it's the battle early in the season of two 2-0 teams. That's what we thought we were going to have.
And also, that last drive that we saw the defense out on the field would not have happened. So that would have been a big factor as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we would the narrative and the storylines would be totally different this year.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
that's not the case.
No, the Eagles did lose, and now a big game this week as they hope not to fall to 1-2. But now it is time to do a little Q&A.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Hugh and A on 94 WIP.
Yes, and Hugh and A is sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Always award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Well,
great wings.
There you go. You got to get some of those wings.
Yes.
For Sunday for the game. But I wanted to ask you a question today based on an NFL analyst who has a really hot take regarding the NFL and a scheme that he thinks should be outlawed. Here was Mel Kiper Jr. earlier this week talking about the too high safety system in the NFL and what he thinks should happen to it.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay? Check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I'd say what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a 5-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blunt rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was at games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. And they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two? They're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing.
So what do you think, Hugh? Should they outlaw the too high safety system?
Now, see, I'm a 70s baby, right? And I don't recall that many deep shots. You know, I remember like what Lynn Swann with one.
Right, against
but
the Cowboys.
They didn't throw the ball that much back. Like, I'm not saying Mel Kiper's a liar, but I remember more running backs like being a big deal, like Barry Foster's. Now, that's a little bit, that's not the, right. The 70s, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, I remember running backs being more, Franco Harris, guys like that being more of a factor in the game because they ran the ball so much. Receivers were kind of like, you know, Tony Dorsett's and players like that. Receivers were just like, they weren't that integral.
Right.
As far as offense is concerned. Now, you talk about the era that I played in. That's why they changed the game where, you know, you talk about they were able to mug receivers down the field and everything. They changed the game because people felt like the offenses were too boring and things of that nature. And that's why, you know, they took out the mugging the receivers down the field. Now, as far as the too high safeties are concerned, the fact that they took out all of that physicality that you could have against receivers, that kind of gave us – that was kind of the equalizer for the defensive side of the ball. So you can't beat them deep. And to have everything underneath. And I've seen a few plays where, you know, underneath routes and everything, if you play it right and you have the right personnel, they could go for some big yards.
Right. That's a bad take, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's one of those takes where you just want to, you know, that's just like me saying, you know, something about bring back ice cream trucks or something like that back in the day.
Right.
You know, the corner store in the neighborhood type deal.
No, I mean, let's be honest. Kiper sounds like an idiot, okay? I mean, the idea that they were airing it out back in the 70s, like
I don't recall them being airing it out like that.
No.
Am I wrong? 70 kids, like, hit me up, because I don't recall.
He sounded
it
so
airing
old.
It out like that.
He was the Fran Tarkenton, Joe Namath, Roger Staubach.
But, like, dude. Terry Bradshaw sucks.
No, Terry, like,
so
that's
much
what I'm
rather
saying.
Watch Josh
when he
Allen
said,
than Terry Bradshaw.
When he
like,
said
what are you talking about?
I remember Phil Simms won a Super Bowl, and his completion rate was not that, if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't that great.
Right.
It wasn't that great. Like, it's one of those things where, what era is he talking about?
He doesn't remember what he was watching in the 70s. He remembers a play here or there where they'd throw the ball deep and, you know, thinks that's the way the game was played. But
yeah,
no.
I don't know. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. Because I don't recall, like, receiver. It was the running backs
right.
when I was growing up.
No, that was.
Like, when I think of the 85 Bears, I think of sweetness in that defense.
The game is much more offensive now. I have no clue what Mel Kiper is talking about. No
yeah.
clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hassan and Gladwin. What's up, Hassan?
Back here. There's a
leaf stuck on. Yo, Hassan? But so. Oh. Come on, Hassan. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hello.
Yo,
what's
Bruce.
Up, man?
Oh, okay. Man, that was a quick switch over. How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
All right. Hey, man, you, man. Look, the last time we talked, You were rightfully so in plant based mode about Atlanta. Now you're a carnivore. You must have had some of them lamb chops, man, since the last time.
Listen, Bruce. I'm just sitting back, and I'm like, this is almost a pride thing when you talk about the way that you got handled. Like, the way that the game ended, I'm not going to say you got handled, even though it probably is relevant in this situation. It's just the way the game ended. We were like, a minute and a half away of talking about a 2-0 football team. Let's be honest.
45 seconds.
I know, and I was just feeling the same way, you know. But I just got several. Here's my take on this Sunday. You know, for us to win, it has to it depends on a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if you're looking back at the last game, you know, the defense rightfully so got beat up. But here's my thing: the defense, in my opinion, did not do too bad, other than getting gashed by the run. They had some stops. My problem was that the offense was so they just didn't do well when they had the opportunities. And one of the problems that it hasn't been mentioned a lot, to my surprise here, but I think one of the issues is Jalen has got to have some better he has to distribute the ball more instead of relying on, of course, AJ is out, but Devontae, you know, is one of those other people that he, you know, and looking for big players. I mean, you gotta look at Goddard. You gotta look at a couple of the other guys that we have, and they don't run too many slant plays and hitch routes that allow him to get rid of the ball, in a quicker amount of time. I mean, they have to, like you said, they need to get more creative on calling up some different plays and hey, throw in two running backs in the backfield. Use more of the 12 personnel package to generate some offense instead of just trying to run a wide receiver, you know, based offense. Well, they need to change some things up, because if they don't, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I hear you, Bruce, and appreciate the call. And that's the thing, like, Hugh, I'm not that worried about the offense moving. They moved the ball well last week. I just think without AJ, the problem is the explosive plays just go away.
Yeah, and you need those, but you also need to be, I feel, more creative in the sense where you can get guys in space.
Right.
Like I said, I wouldn't have a problem with Saquon Barkley lining up in the slot, going up against running backs. Going up against linebackers. Linebackers going up against running backs, like we saw in Brazil. I think a lot of times offensive coordinators get too cute.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah, and it feels like they're going to need to find a way to scheme around that this week and get their best players the football.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.